You can ask people that we're working with right now. I mean, people have come to the table and said, "Hey, I've got this, creative deal that I want to put together." And my first question is, "Well, why won't cash work?"
Yeah.
Right? What is that? Oh, I didn't even offer him cash.
Yeah.
Well, in order to go creative, we really have to realize that cash won't work. Right? So there's a process to even get to that offer. Right. And I think that's what so many people are missing, right? They're just making the offer. Well, anyone can make offers. All these people text me back, "What's your offer? What's your offer?" No, we need to have a conversation. I need to understand what's the problem here, because that's what I'm buying.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not buying this property. I can go buy any property, right? But what's the benefit of buying this property over something else?
Yeah, and honestly, if people don't have a problem or something they need to solve, then they are not going to sell it to us. You know, they're going to sell it on
for retail.
You know,
they'll sell it to us for retail.
Yeah, they're going to sell it to us for retail, but we're not looking for retail. We're looking for some deals so we can make.
No, we want deals. I want to solve problems. If I'm not solving a problem, I'm not getting a deal. It's plain and simple.
I can think of every deal I've done, and there's been a specific situation: tired landlord, the house needs work. Renters, tenants won't get out, death. Like, there's always something. No one has ever been like, "Look, I got a perfectly great house. I'll sell it to you for discount." If anything, they're like, "Hey, I got a perfectly good house, but I don't want to deal with the process of listing and going through that. I want speed." You know,
I own a property right now that I paid $0 out of pocket for. Even had the seller cover closing. The seller to this date still pays the HOA on the property, right? But the cash flow on the property comes to me, and then I make the monthly payment on the mortgage and keep the difference. Okay. Beautiful property. No issues with it whatsoever. The seller bought it in January. But guess what? By the time February came along, his company needed to relocate him to another state. So if he wanted to go put that house on the market that he bought retail plus closing fees, he banged him over the head, plus his broker fees, he was under the water. He would lose. He would have to come to closing with the check.
So then you just took over his mortgage. You just took it over.
Well, I didn't take it over. I took over the payments. The mortgage is still in his name, but
the payments. Yeah.
Subject to. I took it subject to the existing terms, so the existing loan amount, the existing rate.
How long are you going to do that? How long are you doing it for? Life of the loan?
Well, that, unless I sell it, I mean, that thing's got 30 years on it.
Okay. Well, hey,
it's brand new.
Do you cash flow pretty good on it?
Yeah, I'm gonna cash flow even better. I've been renting furniture for it. So I never saw the property, never walked through the property, never did anything to the property.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying after I bought it and closed on it, I was having trouble. I was trying to do a lease option on it at the time.
Yeah.
I was asking for 10 grand down on a $200,000 house. So I don't think that's too high, but might have been too much for the people that were, willing to make the purchase, right? So it didn't work. I thought, hey, let me throw it on Airbnb and, just see what comes in. No joke, within 48 hours, I had $3,600 worth of bookings. So I took my other listings down. I called up Court Furniture, which is a furniture rental company. They happen to have a location in Detroit, which is where the property is. They came over, furnished the whole place, right? I had a cleaning girl I got off of Craigslist. The cleaning girl came in, set up the bedding and all the stuff that I ordered off of Amazon and Walmart,
That's amazing, man. This probably came from your pay-per-click campaigns, right?
This came from a paper. Let me show you how powerful the pay-per-clicks are, right?
Show us, brother.
Not only did it come from a pay-per-click campaign where he filled out the ad, but then he called me, right? And when I answered the phone and I was busy and I said, "I'll call you back," and I didn't, he called me again.
Wow.
Right. So this guy said, "Take my problem.
Take help me.
Take my problem."